Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the radio show where we get together once a week and talk about the Akashic Records or people who are working with the Akashic Records or your questions. And sometimes I have guests, and tonight you are the guest. So it's going to be your questions that we're going to be going over and talking about. And it's absolutely my pleasure. We've already got some emailed questions together. I want to tell you, too, that if you'd like to email your question to me, you can email me because I have my computer on and I'm waiting right by the computer with at AOL.com. So it's Akashic Wisdom, a.k.a. S-H-I-C, Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, at AOL.com. And that is waiting for you. We also want to tell you about some things that are happening. We've got the Akashic Records conference with Akashic Record Consultants International. We are an organization. You can check this organization out at arc-akashicrecords.org. That's arc-akashicrecords.org. And if you go up to that website, you'll learn all about the Akashic Records. You'll find a teacher in your area that teaches people how to access their own Akashic Records. You can find a consultant that you can do a telephone consultation with. You can find my information up there. You can also learn that we are having a conference in Odessa, Texas on October 20th. Now, that would be October 20th and 21st. You'll be able to meet the founder, Mary Parker, there at that conference. We've got some upcoming shows that are going to be very interesting before we get into our questions. We're also going to be doing a message from the Akasha tonight. And the upcoming shows next week, so if you're making your plans, plan to tune in next week. I'm going to be talking to Jill Lawrence and Debbie Darling, and we are going to be exploring the obesity through the Akashic Records. Why do we have it? Why can't we get rid of it? What needs to heal? Is it a typical situation that the soul chooses that kind of is across the board? Is it individual? What are the blocks to releasing weight? And all that wonderful stuff. So and your questions. So be sure and send in your questions. Again, you want to email those questions. That particular show, we're going to be taking questions only about that subject because it's a pretty deep subject and we want to have a good conversation. So email your questions as soon as you can to akashicwisdom@aol.com. Also, would like to make a comment about tonight's show. Please, as you're sending in or either emailing or going to be calling in, I'd like to just share with you for a moment that what we're going to talk about is things that are bothering you about your life. So things where you want to get the most clarity, you can call in and ask questions. However, I'm not a psychic. I've got to tell you, folks, I'm not a psychic. I don't do predictions necessarily. I can give you probabilities, but the Akashic Records, as we use them, are to help you understand what your life is about. Also, any questions around purpose, it's not that I don't want to answer them, but, you know, we want to make this interesting for everybody out there. And your purpose is real interesting to you. So we would want to ask questions around habits, cycles, patterns, etc. So things that are going to be interesting to everyone. And I hear that we have a caller on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Rebecca, and I'm from Gilroy, California.
Did you say Delroy?
Gilroy, California.
Oh, Gilroy. Oh, that's great. Whereabouts is Gilroy?
It's below San Jose, about 15 miles, San Jose, California.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Akashic Wisdom. How can I help you?
Well, there's a pattern that's going on in my dreams that I'd like to find out what it really means.
Great.
And there's one person that I have been dreaming about over the course of my lifetime that I grew up with that been very mean to me. And our freshman year, her boyfriend was killed in an automobile accident.
Oh, my.
And my senior or my sophomore year, her sister was killed in an accident. And I have started dreaming about her boyfriend, like, for the past 4 or 5 days.
And how long has it been since you graduated?
Well,
long time, huh?
It'll be 30 years, and this happened when I was a freshman, so 74.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, and can you just share with me what your first name is again, please?
It's Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. Okay. And what is the name of the person and the person you're dreaming about? So the friend's name is what?
Jerry.
Is it Jerry with a G?
J-E-R-I.
That's a girl. Okay.
Yep.
And who you're dreaming about is?
Rick, R-I-C-K.
That was her boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At times I've dreamed about her sister, Jenny, but Jenny told me in the dream what I need to do, and I've resolved dreaming about her.
Okay, great. And have you been able to talk with Rick at all?
I feel like he's around me. I started dreaming like we're having conversations the past couple of nights.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we want to understand... And typically, just for everyone to know, and you too, Rebecca, and I'm not asking you to give me your last name on the air, but the way I work with an Akashic Record consultation is the consultation is based 100% on your questions, but typically I need the person's full legal name. So we are going to do this from my records. Because I have your energy, we're going to align with your energy right now.
Okay.
Okay,
Would you like me to give you my middle name and my birth date? Would that help?
No. No, that's okay. If you're near a computer and you want to email me your last name, that's okay. I won't say it on the air. See, I try to protect your privacy here. But just let's go for this, what we have here. So we want to understand, why is Rebecca dreaming about Rick, who is a former boyfriend of Jerry. Now, is Jerry still on the planet?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You know, what's interesting here is that, first of all, the first thing that comes up, and I just want to double check this. The reason I say that is because I'm just going to tell you. I don't interpret anything. I
tell
exactly what I see, hear, or feel.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to double check what's going on. However, one of the things that is coming forward is that you may want to talk to Rick before you go to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
It would be helpful if you wrote down some questions for him.
Okay.
And put them, like, under your pillow.
Okay.
As if, like, why are you here? What do you have to tell me?
Okay.
What do I need to be aware of?
Okay.
Those kinds of things. There does seem to be something around a safety issue that you need to be aware of. And it has to do with a safety issue around driving. So I don't know what's going on with that, and I don't do predictions, and this
Got
is
it.
Not a prediction.
No, I understand.
It's an awareness for you, okay?
Yeah.
Just be very aware, and what they're showing me is you driving with eyes in the back of your head and on the sides of your head.
Okay.
Okay? And they're also sharing with me that you're planning on going on a long trip. Are you doing a drive somewhere?
No.
Well, consider that possibly in the next 6 months you might. This is what's so weird about this. I don't do predictions, and this is what I'm hearing. So I'm just telling you. Okay?
I totally understand.
Okay. The other piece that you need to understand about yourself is that you're highly sensitive to the energies of people around you, both on the planet and those who have left.
Right.
And when you connect with it's very interesting. They're showing me a meter. and the meters goes anything from sadness all the way to joy. It's almost like you either connect with really major sadness or really great joy. And
uh-huh.
It's like, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about energies of other people here. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like that you're real sensitive to that. And that's one of the reasons why you're dreaming of those who have gone beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Is because there's certain talents that you, Rebecca, have that for whatever reason you have not explored or are... there are talents that you have not explored to their fullest, and the ones that you are exploring now, you need to take more seriously.
Okay.
Now, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's, you know, this is a time for you to really dig in and not think you're making it up.
Dig in and not think I'm making it up. Okay.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Not that part.
Okay. Here's what it is. If what they're saying is when you get something and you get an intuitive hit,
okay,
don't dismiss it.
Okay.
And think you're making it up.
Oh, okay.
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 Is that helpful?
Yes, it is.
Okay. See, I'm not a medium, and the work with the records is not medium work. It's the different. It's a different energy than that.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's really helpful. And then another time, I'll call back, and we can explore about that primary person that's attached to both these people. So.
Sure. Absolutely. Or you can also call me privately if that's of interest to you. My telephone number is on the website on BBS Radio, but I'm happy to give just as a general for anyone who wants it is 216-691-1233, and you're welcome to give me a call privately if you'd like.
Oh.
I'm actually going to be in San Diego. I know that's quite a ways from you.
Yeah.
At the end of September. So.
Maybe that's my drive.
Maybe that's your drive.
Hey,
there you go. I'm going to be teaching a level one in San Diego. And a level two in Carlsbad.
Oh, cool. I'll check your website. And one other thing is I called in one other time before.
Uh-huh.
You did some Akashic readings regarding my mother and myself.
Okay.
You told me the process of letting go and, you know, the white light towards her and the all that. And it worked.
Oh, that's great.
It was just absolutely phenomenal, the releasing of this game that we've been playing over the past couple of lives, daughter, mother, sister, all that kind of stuff. So
wow, that's wonderful. Good for you.
It's been fantastic. So I really encourage your listeners to call in and then follow what information they've gotten from you. It's just been incredible.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so thank you for the confirmation. You know, it's helpful when I know that I'm truly really assisting people in changing their lives. It's very, very, very gratifying. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that feedback.
Yeah, work, you know, many years of therapy didn't do it, but I called you and did some of this work for a couple of nights, and it cleaned it right out. So thank you.
Well, that's
so much.
Great. Well, good for you.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay,
be well. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, isn't that lovely? Oh, I'm so glad. You know, I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons that I am on this planet is to work with the Akashic Records. I know that's my purpose. And I know that being the messenger of the Akasha is also my purpose. So I do encourage you to call in. I do want to cover a question. We have one question. Last week, there was a young lady who emailed a question. She is from Scottsdale, Arizona, and her first name is Sherry. She's actually going to be in a class of mine, but this is even before she registered. And the question she has is it possible to access the records of another person if that person is not mentally competent or capable of giving you permission to do so? My mother is suffering from severe dementia, and I know that she is dealing with many issues in her life. Because I can feel it energetically. I would like to assist her in her transition from this life, but I cannot reach her mentally. Perhaps the answer is in my own Akashic records, and I would appreciate your input. Now, one of the things, that's a great question, by the way, and we have another question from a gentleman by the name of Patrick we're going to answer also. But here's what's so important about this, Sherry. Excuse me. is that when a person is able to access the records of another person, now that's a level two. Level one, you learn how to access your own records. And you learn how to work with the energy of the Akasha in pretty much every area of your life. That's the way that I teach my courses, and the courses are driven very much by the energy of the folks who are attending, as well as we have a manual. But in this particular life, and then you go to level two and you learn how to read the records of other people, of the land and animals. So, and my level two are 3-day classes. However, even if you were at a level two, a person would not be able to access the records of someone who had dementia or who was in a coma without their permission. And the permission could not be granted because they're not mentally capable of saying yes. Now, I'll get to the animals in a minute because I know that you're saying, well, animals can't tell you either, but there's a way of finding out from animals. What you can do for people who are not reachable emotionally, mentally, or even spiritually is that you can open your own Akashic records and ask how you can best serve them and what they need from you. You can do this if you know how to work with your own records, and you can do this also through a consultation with me. So if you wanted to do a consultation and to ask how you can best serve that person, that's the kind of question you would ask. How can I best serve? What does someone, in their full legal name, what do they need from me? Or how can I assist them in this special time? Also, what's important to understand about folks who are getting ready to go home, it really doesn't make a lot of difference if they consciously know that you're assisting them. In other words, if a person has dementia and they're talking about something that's totally off the wall, or they're talking about a long-term memory that they're having, and they don't even really know you, they think you're just a friend, even though you're a dear relative. The reality is your energy is what aligns with their energy to give them comfort, to give them a knowing, and to give them an ability to connect with the love that you're sharing. Because the most important thing that any of us can ever do for those who are not, who we believe cannot hear us, is to align with them in the deepest, most profound, energetic feeling of love. And so when you're with these wonderful beings, whether they're in a coma, or they're having a moment in their dementia, or they're, whatever the situation is, if you can just continue to keep repeating within your heart and in your mind, in your being, it's about really aligning with, I love you. I love you, and I want the best for you. I send you love. I bring forth divine love to align with you. You can even say, I forgive you. You can use the Ho'oponopono work. And if you're curious about that, we're actually going to have a guest on talking about Ho'oponopono, who is personally trained by Dr. Hugh Lin. But beyond that, there are ways that you can translate and transmit your unconditional love for these people. Because whether you think they can hear you or not, they are there with you in spirit. And you are there with them. So you can even say it, especially if someone is in a coma. Please, please, ladies and gentlemen, do not assume that they cannot hear you. They not only can hear you, but they are even more acutely aware of your energies. So you want only love energies around them, only happy and beautiful and music. So really nurture them with all the love that you can that possibly muster from yourself and from others who visit them. So I really wanted to support you, Sherry, in in loving your mom, and I wanted to support you in your own grief, in the loss of your mother, even before she's left the planet, because I know this must be hard for you. I know it would be hard for me. And so we send you divine love and light, and pray that all will be peaceful as it should be. Okay? Thank you again. Appreciate your question. And please, again, ladies and gentlemen, you can email any of your questions to akashicwisdom@aol.com. All right, we're going to talk to, we have a question from Patrick, and I'm just in the process now of getting it up on my screen. I want to tell you that I'm going to be in San Diego at the end of September, as I mentioned, teaching a level 1 and a level 2. If this is of interest to you, please get a hold of me and talk to me. We really want to be able to help you learn how to access your own Akashic records. And I am looking for this that I had. It was such a great question that Patrick gave me. Just give me a minute. I'd say talk amongst yourselves, but you're already doing that, aren't you? I just had this up, too. Where is it? I also wanted to mention that next weekend, is the 7th, 8th, and 9th. We are going to be in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is right around the corner from Cleveland via the air. And we're going to be teaching a level 1 and level 2 there as well. Okay, well, I can't find this question, and hopefully Patrick will email it to me again. I hope you're out there, Patrick, because you're from the Philadelphia area, and I really want to answer this question for you. And I don't know what happened to it. Well, guess we're not supposed to talk about it right now. Okay. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. I do want to talk to you about commitment. You know, we need to really look at what commitment means in our life. I was actually looking at that myself. I do some journaling, and I was looking at the idea here of what does commitment really mean. What does commitment mean to you or to in your life, and how have you committed to yourself, or how have you not committed to yourself? That's an important piece. I was going over some stuff, and I realized that one of the times that I felt the most let down, if you will, or left out, was when I realized that I hadn't really fulfilled commitments to myself, that I'd let myself down. And so what this has started for me is a way of really looking at where my commitments are to me and where I have let myself slide. And I have found this question, and I'm so glad I have, and we'll talk a little bit more about commitment in a minute. But the question from Patrick is, this is one that we just finished up when we were talking to Evstar last week, which was a great conversation. This came forward. So let me read this question to you, because it's a great question. And actually, there's a few of them here. It says, how is it known what will be required for individual soul development based on what is contained in the records? Is there a formula of sorts to balance out to an ideal expectation, or is that unknown and based solely upon the individual's path? Now, that's quite a mouthful right there. But let's take, first of all, the first piece of it. So how is it known what will be required for individual soul development based on what is contained in the records? What's important to understand here is that the Akashic Records holds all the information from the beginning of time and beyond. So everything that has ever vibrated, if you will, with life on this planet or galactically is held in the Akashic Records. However, our information, our personal records, hold not only all of our lifetimes, but they hold what we decided as a soul consciousness prior to coming into this lifetime. And what's also important to know is that it's not every lifetime is chronological in the fact that last lifetime there was a situation and then this lifetime we have to fix it. We actually move into a space of wanting to explore and understand more about being human. One of the reasons why we actually come to planet Earth is because we want to explore being human and having the constriction of a physical body, as well as being challenged with free will choice. Now, prior to coming in, we set an agenda, and that agenda is what designates how our life will flow in the area of essence. So we choose, and I know you folks pretty much know all this, we choose our parents, we choose a lot of the friends we have, and sometimes what happens is we choose a family of origin because of certain physicalities that the DNA pool of that family brings to our journey on this planet. So, for example, I'm going to give you an example of a client who has, now this is not across the board, I'm sharing with you from the records a situation that happened with a client. And this is not a diagnosis, by the way. But this particular person has a problem with macular degeneration. Within the records, it was given that her DNA pool that she was born into had a situation with 10 generations back, with 10 generations before she, where there were problems with the eyes due to some torture situations with I don't want to get real graphic, but with the eyes being burnt out. And because of the way the macular degeneration was, the 10 generations past was carrying that pain of that DNA within their physicality. When she came in to this lifetime, she chose that DNA pool so she would be able to experience that particular challenge and overcome the challenge of losing her sight. Now, I found that fascinating because it did not have anything to do with her past life specifically. It had to do with the DNA pool that her soul chose to be born into. And actually there were other situations that gave her, that DNA pool offered her as well. There was other things that she was able to experience and overcome because of that birth family, that family of origin. So it's not always a past life for that you have experienced, it many times it can be a choice of, like I said, the DNA pool. So I hope, Patrick, that answers your question. The next question that he's asking here is there a formula of sorts to balance out to an ideal expectation, or is that unknown and based solely upon the individual's path? Now, Donna does not understand that question, so I'm giving that up to the Akasha and asking them to answer that. And so here's what's important to understand about this particular question regarding formulas. It's pretty much what we were just talking about. This particular... When a person reincarnates, not only are they able to have a sense of the things, of the essence of experience that they want to have, their records can also be changed. This is very interesting in the fact that as you have come forward, once you are complete with the experience, you can actually, what they're telling me is, close the book on that experience and move on to something else. Now, what that requires to close the book on experience is a total and complete completion in the fact that you hold no more charge for any of the situations that are challenging you. So let's give an example. They're giving me an example here. For example, if a person were dealing with a prosperity issue that they not only took on in this lifetime, but also they were born into a family that had prosperity issues. So they grew up taking on a lot of different prosperity baggage, if you will, money baggage. When they felt and when they were totally and completely clear and complete with moving forward and shifting their beliefs so that the charge of prosperity no longer affected them, they could then literally create from nothing and move on. Now, you can still create from nothing, but we're trying to explain to you how a charge and how a person can change their own records. They also can change their own records by opening their records and asking to be shown, asking for insight on how they can complete the essence of experience regarding certain areas. In fact, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about next week. We are going to be exploring the challenge of obesity on this planet. You know, obesity is becoming a worldwide epidemic, and it's definitely a pandemic here in the United States. And so what myself and my two guests, Jill Lawrence, who is a former Wisdom Radio talk show hostess, and Debbie Darling, who is the founder of Fat to Fit with Me, which is a brand new program that she is going to be launching. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be opening up their records, as well as the records of the addiction or the challenge of eating disorders. Now, eating disorders don't necessarily mean obesity, but we are going to go from that point of view. We're going to be very specific with the question of moving into that specific area. So if you have a few pounds to lose and you don't know why, or if you have a lot of pounds to lose and you don't know why, I really would like to ask you to check in with us next week and move in to that information. I think you'll find it very, very interesting. What we're going to do is take email questions only next week, so please let me know. Email your questions in because it's going to be fascinating. Okay, back to Patrick here. I hope this has kind of answered Patrick's question. And because when we create our own pathway, when we have our own agenda, if you will, we have to be very aware that moving into our greatness is what we came here actually to do. If there was a blanket or an overall purpose for all humans, and it's about really moving into what it feels like. What does it feel like to be able to step into my greatness with when I have a human body, when I have human emotional baggage? And so the idea here is to really, really take a look at what the purpose of humanity is on the planet. Okay? So if there's anybody that'd like to comment on that, any questions, please give a call. Okay. I want to make a comment here that we did hear from Sherry, and I am just sending you lots of light and love out there, Sherry. I want you to know that your mom is there, even though you haven't been able to communicate with her. She is there, and she's there for you always in spirit, okay? And it's really important for you to energetically embrace her every night. So this is for everyone who's out there that has a loved one that they can't reach. When you go to sleep at night, even when you wake up in the morning or any time you think of them during the day, imagine them wrapped in light. Imagine them held by an angel. Imagine that wonderful angel is whispering in their ear how much they are loved and comforted. Because that kind of information or that kind of energy transference is what is going to be so comforting to you. You know, living in silence is what we're forced to do when we can't communicate with those we love. And there's a issue that would like to talk about not being able to communicate with those we love, even though they're not only here on the planet and they're healthy, but they just can't seem to hear us. There are spouses, there are lovers, there are boyfriends, there are sisters, there are brothers, there are children that are in our lives. And no matter what we say or no matter what we do, they can't seem to hear us. It's like we're talking to them behind a glass wall. We can see them. We watch them. But when we talk to them, they can't hear us. And then what we try to do is we either blame ourselves or make them wrong. And so what I'd like to share with you is to try on the aspect, if you will, or the experiment of loving them and not worrying about who's right. Just not worrying about who's right. Okay? Try that on. What does it feel like to be able to be with this person? And know that you're right, but not push to be right. But just allow them to be who they are. Because isn't that what you really want for yourself? Isn't that really what you want? That you want to be loved and accepted for exactly who you are? Whether you're right or you're wrong? Of course it is. So what we so deeply want from others, we must first give to them. You know, there's a situation that a friend of mine is involved with where she is working with or has in her life a person that's very dear to her that tends to forget things. And it's not really dementia and it's not really Alzheimer's, but it's dealing with an older person who is forgetful. And it may in fact be the beginnings of whatever, but she's not sure about it. And her comment to me was that she feels so bad when she pushes to be right. Like if they forget something, she has to remind them that they're wrong. And then she realizes that they really don't remember. And yet they're really present for her. And it's really important to really know that it's okay to be right and not push to be right. So just try that on. Just try that on. We want to we're going to come forward with a message from the Akasha for all those that are listening. Even a greater message than what we're talking about here. And so the question is what do the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones have to share with you this evening? So just give me a minute, and it's about to form. Okay. Now, I'd like you just to get comfortable, even more than you already are. I'd like you just to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax. And this is an energetic message from the Akasha. This is a healing message that's going out to all those who are listening. And this healing message is one that can be received as a healing message for emotional issues, physical issues, financial issues, anything that is plaguing you, anything that is creating a heaviness in your heart. I would like you just to imagine whatever it is that's creating that heaviness in your heart. And for just a moment, I'd like you to wrap it in light and love it. I'd like you just to wrap it in light and thank it. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for offering me opportunities to grow. For I know there are no challenges given to me that are only one-sided. Everything has balance. And so even if I don't know what the gifts are of this wounding, even if I don't know what the pluses are of this illness, even though I don't know, I choose to love this situation, to love this part of my body, to allow myself to receive the divine light that is there for me. Even if I think I don't deserve it, I know deep in my heart I do. So I'm going to take that piece of me that says I don't deserve love. I'm going to wrap that little kernel in light, and I'm going to send it off with a beautiful cherub back to the divine, so that I can allow more light into my being. I want you to focus light on your eyes if they're hurting, on your legs, any part of your body that you feel is aching or needs healing. I'd like you just to imagine it being wrapped in light and love. Allow yourself to receive this beautiful energetic gift. I'd like you to see your checkbook wrapped in light and love. See that beautiful checkbook expanded. See the balance in that checkbook to be whatever you dream it to be. And feel, and really feel, the joy of being totally and completely financially supported. I'd like you just to move into a healing light, a light that surrounds your body, a light that comes from your crown chakra down through your body and from your feet that is attached to beautiful Mother Earth. I'd like you to send that light deep into the earth, to nourish her and bring that light back up, moving into your entire being. Experience the wave of light that's moving through your body. And if you're just tuning in, just close your eyes, sit back and relax. For it's time to step into your remembrance of your divine purpose. It's time for you to sit back and allow the knowledge of who you truly are to come forward. Don't worry if you think you're making it up. It truly is you talking to you, because it's your soul that's talking to you, reminding you of your own personal beauty and your own pure personal light. And just feel that beautiful light expand within you. Allow it. See it. Feel it. Know it. And be it. For you truly are divine love in action. This awareness is opening and healing and moving through your being now. So if you would just take a nice deep breath, and when you're ready, come back to the room. I truly, truly deeply love each one of you. I am so grateful for you listening. I am so grateful to be on this wonderful radio program. I'm so grateful to be on this station. And if you're grateful, please tell your friends. Please donate. Please email questions. Because it's your word of mouth that spreads the word. That's the way. That's always the best, is to tell your friends. If you're experiencing prosperity issues and you would like to spend 6 weeks with me talking about that, I've got a prosperity course coming up on September 11th is when it's going to begin. And it's going to go every Tuesday evening for 6 weeks. It will go from September 11th till October 16th. It's 2 hours every Tuesday night. And if you'd like more information on that, please email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com. Call me. I'm happy to share more information about it. Just like to share with you again that we're having a conference for the Akashic Record Consultants International in Odessa in October. I'll also be speaking at an expo in Columbus, Ohio on October 13th. And in Minneapolis, the Columbus, Ohio Expo is the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio. I'll be speaking on October 13th. I'll have a booth there as well. So come up and say hello. I'm going to be in Minneapolis on November 10th. Again, please come up and say hello. This is an important time. We're starting a new era. There's new vibrations coming into the planet now. And it's time for us to stand up and be counted as the magnificent beings that we are. I hope you tune in next week to our exploration of obesity. Tell your friends. The following week, we're going to be having Malcolm Fraser on for the Ho'oponopono work. That's going to be very, very interesting and how that relates to the Akasha. And if you're in the Philadelphia area and would like to sign up for the Level 1 Akashic Records workshop that's coming up next weekend, it's on September 8th or 9th, It's September 8th and 9th, by the way. It's in Marlton, New Jersey. Please call me. I do have a few spaces left, as well as San Diego. Actually, it's in Carlsbad on September 29th and 30th. There are a few spaces left in that class as well. I love you all. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Have a great, relaxing day tomorrow. Honor all those who labor, for we all labor together. So it's now 11:55, and we will be closing down for this evening. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that these wonderful beings of light who are listening, may they be held in light. May they truly have all their burdens lifted. May their hearts be opened, and may they look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine of which they are. And with that, we close the records of this wonderful program for this evening of Akashic Wisdom. This is Donna Fox saying goodnight. Thank you, masters, teachers, and loved ones. And with that, we say amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. See you next week. Tell your friends. Bye-bye.